This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo with his Japanese counterpart, Shigeru Ishiba, in Tokyo. During the summit, the two leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral ties and discussed ways to take forward the next phase of the special strategic and the global partnership. Addressing the joint press meet, Prime Minister Modi said their discussions today were productive and purposeful.
आज हमने अपने स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप में एक नए और सुनहरे अध्याय की मजबूत नींव रखी है। हमने अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है। हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट, इनोवेशन, इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी, एनवायरनमेंट, टेक्नोलॉजी, हेल्थ, मोबिलिटी, पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड State Prefecture Partnership.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the newly constructed Brahmaputra wing of the Rajbhavan in Guwahati, followed by e-integration of a National Cyber Forensic Laboratory at Golaghat and the foundation stone laying cum inauguration of various development projects for the armed forces. The Home Minister said central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system in the country. Governor K.T. Parnaik today conferred governor's citations to the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports, Dirang, 1900 Field Regiment and 2nd Battalion of the Dogra Regiment, the 16th Battalion of the Jammu and Kashmir Light Infantry, 4 Corps Signal Regiment, 305 Field Hospital and 667 Army Aviation Squadron at Rajbhavan, Itanagar. Nimas and the army units received the citations for their outstanding professionalism, sharp operational size and indomitable spirit, as well as for fostering a deep bond of trust and synergy with the district administration and the people of the state. Meanwhile, the governor congratulated Nimas and the army units and appreciated their dedication to the service. On the occasion, National Sports Day, Chief Minister Pema Khandu today distributed cash incentives worth 2.49 crore rupees to 411 sports persons, including para-athletes who have brought glory to Arunachal at state, national and international levels. The Chief Minister also launched the Chief Minister's Athlete Coaching and Empowerment Scheme, formerly known as CM's Meritorious Sportsperson Scholarship. While addressing the gathering at the State Legislative Convention Hall, Khandu informed that the scheme has been renamed to reflect its broader vision, aimed not only to reward achievements but also providing coaching, training and holistic support to nurture championship of tomorrow, paying rich tributes to hockey wizard Major Dhyan Chand, on whose birthday anniversary he urged sportsperson to take inspiration from the legendary hockey player. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the new office building of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission at Itanagar. Congratulating the commission of the new state-of-the-art infrastructure, Khandu expressed satisfaction over the design and quality of work. He especially lauded the PWD, People with Disability, friendly setup of the entire building. The building capacity consists of 18 examination halls with the capacity to accommodate more than 1,600 candidates, besides several interview rooms, office chambers and other requisite facilities. During the rest of the nation, Deputy Commissioner Tawang Nyamgal Angmo today inaugurated the three-day National Sports Day celebration at the High Altitude Sports Stadium, Tawang. The event is being organized by the Department of Sports, Tawang, in collaboration with the Tawang District Archery Association and Tawang Cycling Association. In her address, she commended the continuous efforts of local sports organizations in engaging the youth through various sporting activities. She encouraged young people to actively participate in sports, emphasizing how such experiences help in shaping discipline, teamwork and character. Similarly, National Sports Day was also celebrated at Outdoor Stadium, Pasighat today. The program was attended by DC East Siang, Sonalika Jivani, District Sports Officer Ajong Sitek and other dignitaries. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.